Sure. My name is Bonnie Brzozowski, and I live at 2627 3rd Avenue in Waterville.
In November of 1997, Bonnie Brzozowski's 9-year-old daughter Vanessa was struck by a car and killed outside the family home in Waterville.
Mm-hmm. She would have been 24.
Following her death, Bonnie would often bring gifts to her daughter's gravesite. She was dismayed to find that the gifts would vanish without apparent explanation.
I bought statues, lights, solar lights, just things to put on her grave. And they said, I had to call. And they said, no, we throw everything off. We don't allow nothing on the graves but flowers. And I'm like, well, really, flowers are a waste. I mean, you know, for a little girl, I had a little girl statue there about this big I bought from the Christmas tree store. That's funny, though, because she's buried right by there. She loved the Christmas tree store. So I bought her a little girl, and the dog was chasing. And she was, like, blowing bubbles. It looked like she was running. And I had it there for, like, a week, and then it disappeared. And I'm like, what's going on here, you know? Couldn't you save them? At least I could pick them up, or I didn't know at that time. So finally I called, and they said, no, you're not allowed to put anything on the grave.
Saddened, Bonnie decided to memorialize her daughter in a unique fashion, by building an elaborate Christmas village in her Waterville home.
I have to do it for her because I can't get her gifts anymore or anything, you know? And it's been such a long time. It's been 15 years.
In the front living room of the Brzozowski home, a sprawling micro-city teems with life. Victorian figures skate, shop, and stroll through the elaborate city. A tapestry of mesmerizing vignettes provide ample fodder for holiday reverie. Every year, the miniature town grows according to Bonnie's whim and the inspiration provided by the memory of her daughter.
Well, Vanessa always loved carnivals. So my goal this year is to make this carnival. Goes around. She got a little shooting gallery. She always loved to play the games also. In the fire department, it's one of my favorites. It's always good to inspire the children with, you know, but I have that all by the schools. Besides this other little school here, which Vanessa always loved to jump rope and hopscotch. So I was like amazed when they came to me. I'm like, wow, she loves that, you know. Mm-hmm. And the animals, the wilderness, we used to always take them to the wilderness. She loved the wilderness. Sleigh riding, skating, and the piece in the middle with the woman and guy, that reminded me of my sister Joni and Gordon, because they were such awesome waltzers. Them two, they could waltz so nicely together, you know, so I says, oh, I have to get that piece. Then my fishermen, we did a lot of fishing when we were little, a lot of creeks and ponds and, you know, so she just, you know. Yeah, a lot of the things I do make, only because it's hard to afford it, you know. So I make the bridges and the North Pole, and I made the little Bumbles in the back. You see Bumbles in the back? I made him, you know. I started a few years ago, and each year I'm getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, a lot of people give me little pieces, odds and ends. My brother came. I had it all done. It this wall was different. And then my brother came and bought, here you go. So I had to reset it all up and put my swans in there. And, you know, a lot of these pieces, like the lights and stuff, I used to put on my daughter's grave. Vanessa, she's over there. That's the little one. Each year, I add on for her. Because that way we can all enjoy it. This is what she wants. And believe it or not, some of the scenes, she inspires me. No, Mommy, do it this way. No, I want this, you know? It just seems like that, anyway. But under here, you can see where I have Crystal Mountain, and then I have the waterfalls coming down into the pond, and then the creek taking it down to the lake, and then to the park, and then to the wilderness.
The village is partially comprised of prefabricated elements, alongside Bonnie's ingenious manipulation of common found materials.
These are all pallets from work. I saved them. I got a couple more tables that I got given to me. See the all wooden pallets? I have 5 of them. I have 2 here. I have 1 here. 1 here. And then the other one's in the back by the North Pole. I work at the New York State Bar Association. I work in the Continual Educational Warehouse, which is in Green Island, and then I go into Albany at night and I clean. Then in the summertime, I work at the Thoroughbred Tracks, Belmont and Saratoga Flat Track, and I go down to Pimlico. It's awesome. Again, working around animals.
Bonnie begins work on the village every November.
I get out of work at 9 at night. I do it, you know, at nighttime. I start the weekend after Halloween, and I start with my platforms and my tables and just work my, start on top and work my way out. I love nature. Nature's really what got me to do all this. And then people said, wow, look at that. It's so beautiful here. I got something for you.
Bonnie intends to continue the memorial to her daughter for years to come.
It's definitely a tribute every year in my house from now on. I would rather have that than a big tree. This tree's all I need every year. That's what I do every year. I put it up with little things and put her picture at the bottom because she loved this time of year. She couldn't wait for the first snowstorm so we could go running out skiing or skating. Let's go skating today, Mommy. She loved to skate and ski and ski board, and she loved that.
Through the memory of Vanessa, Bonnie finds renewed inspiration and comfort through the process.
I enjoy it. I enjoy doing this every year. I'd love to do it for a living. I would. I'd work all year round on it. Definitely. It's awesome. But she would want this. This is what she would definitely want. She wanted me to build. Like, I would have no idea how to do this, and I would, but she'd like, no, Mommy, I want it this way and that way. You know, I just get thoughts in my head. She don't actually tell me, but I'm sure she inspires me because I'll put something somewhere and then I'll say, ah, shoot, I better put it here. Every year, it's like, oh, man, you know, but sometimes it happens. What are you going to do? Just got to learn to deal with it. Yeah. Got all the grandkids driving me crazy, you know, so.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.